following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell. Silent Bob over there. What you doing, buddy?
I'm Jason. I'm trying to position my hands in the sight of my camera where it doesn't look as awkward as it, you know, like, does this look okay? does this look
hands,
good?
Hands are above the desk.
is this good? Is this a good one?
Yeah. How you doing, buddy? School's out. Did you play any Alice Cooper? Like Rocket?
Fuck
like
yeah. Leaving? As soon as I school. Well, it's not really summer.
Well, yeah, it's not out for summer. Really, yeah.
It's school's out for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm still waiting on my final grade for math. And hopefully, you know, fingers crossed. And hopefully the Lord heard my prayers because I needed to pass that final. Really did.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. It's a bad feeling to have that. it sucks because like the anxiety is like killing me.
Yeah. I'm sure you did all right.
I'm sure you did all right.
I mean, I'm not betting money on it or anything.
No, but. Don't. I wouldn't. I'll tell you, don't make that bet.
Yeah.
Not a good bet.
So we are going to jump into the newest, most important website in the detailing industry. The only one that matters for right now. And that is mobiletechexpo.com /golden-mic.
Shit,
so hold on. Get prepared for the next.
We got my tin can out, man.
Yeah, you got your tin can out. Please, sir. So come on, we need the army, the Detail Solutions army to come strong this year, because one vote's how we lost it last year to Rod and Jody, you know, and those guys do put on a good show over there, but come on, man, they ain't us, you know, they ain't us. So we need you guys. Please,
we bring you discounts on some of your favorite products and shit. So, like, you know, give us some love back.
Yeah.
Please. Just vote for us.
Listen, I mean, at this point, I don't know who else they're going to give it to. I feel like they got to give it to us, right? Like, but yeah, we got to earn it.
This is the pity one.
Yeah, we got to earn it. And so, listen, you know, I mean, please nominate us for Detailing Podcast. Because there's a PDR podcast and I think there's a something else podcast. You do have to actually write something out of why you're nominating the show to win it. So you can't just go and half-ass it and just type your name and type the podcast information. You actually do have to write something. You know, it's they do go by, you know, you can't just be like, because Alex and Jason rule. You know, they do read all the entrants, and it is based off of, you know, the what is it, like the influence or the you know, how we impact the industry and things like that. So and then you know, if you just want to take off that /golden-mic, you can go over to the mobiletechexpo.com. You can hit up Detail Person of the Year right here. I think I deserve it. And then also while you're there, you can use the code DSP15 while you're purchasing tickets to come down to
MTA. If you ever ran for president or some shit, you would not get my vote, dude, because you do not know how to sell yourself.
Listen, if they want to...
What's that show? What's that movie with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis? You're Zach Galifianakis' character.
Yeah,
absolutely, 100%.
Probably am. Dude, I don't like hyping myself, man. I'd rather hype other people and things like that. But, you know, if somebody wants to, you know, have pity on me and throw me a vote. But it's more about the golden mic. I want to take that golden mic trophy home. So I want to put it right back here. Or we can put it over in Bruno's cool little studio. We'll share custody of it every other weekend.
Oh, no. I made the nomination for ourselves, I put a P.S. and put Sheldon's name in capital letters and said, hey, you need, if we win, we need two trophies. I don't care if you got to downsize them, but you get two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know he reads them, so that's why I put it there.
Nice. Yeah, so that's kind of that. I think we've got a pretty good one tonight, Young Guns. We got a bunch of
Think this one will be as spicy as our last one.
Yeah. We did ruffle some feathers with that last one, didn't we? Apparently, I don't know. Apparently, allegedly, maybe allegedly, oh, allegedly, we ruffled some feathers with the Will Lara one.
So, well, I wouldn't say allegedly because we both really know that we did. So
yeah, you could go to our TikTok for that. If you want to go see a little back and forth.
Go to our TikTok. Because
what is our TikTok? What is
our Detail Solutions Pod?
The Detail Solutions Pod. That's right. Yeah, go give us a follow while you're there too, checking out all the spiciness from the last episode or whatever. All right, man. Let's jump into commercial break so we can talk to Parker and Toby and find out about what the Young Guns are up to these days.
Detailing minions.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right, before we get into Parker and Toby, stats, listen, I did a live And you were all like, oh, people are working. We can't watch your lives. So I don't want to hear your shit. So we got Parker Lee with the red hat on. You guys might remember from the after school special. And then Toby are joining us. So after I talked to Parker on that that episode, which Parker, congrats, man. We had, I forget the actual percentage of it, but a lot of people started with your episode. So I don't know if it's a bunch of your friends, a bunch of whoever, but we had a bunch of people start with your episode and kind of go, a lot of our a pretty decent percentage of our new listeners. So awesome. And congrats on that for your episode doing that. But after I talked to you on that episode, you actually got me in touch with Mike Turner. And when I was talking with him, he kind of let me know that you have this whole network of high school detailers that slaves. You got that you kind of your slaves, your minions that you kind of you know, put together or just kind of found over through Facebook and everything like that, and you guys, you know, reach out to each other to kind of help each other out, being that, you know, you guys are, you know, in that 15, 16, 17 year range. So like, tell me how did that start? Like, what made you kind of like, hey, I'm going to put this group together, or, you know, this chat group together, and these people I'm going to add to it, and things like that.
So it honestly started with me and Sam. Sam, I'm not sure if he's going to join yet. He said he's a little bit late, but that's okay. We started like a Snapchat group, and, added him and Toby. Toby, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Toby. My detailing business is called Skull A's Automotive Detailing. What is so funny?
It's okay. Parker, go ahead, man.
All right. So I pretty much told all of them if they know any detailers to, you know, add them to the group. And then I started the one on like iMessage to kind of bring details together, share tips and stuff like that. And like, if anybody has a question, they just send it to the group chat. There's like, we have like 18 people in it. So it's kind of like grown. And other than Mike, we added Mike to it because he's like the smartest detailer, like pretty much ever. Like, that dude is freaking clinically insanely smart. But we added him to it. He's like the only person over 18 in that group chat. And other than that, it's like all high school students that are like, obviously still in high school, starting their business or trying to get secure in their business, and we just all help each other out, essentially.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it not everybody is from like your area, right? Like, everybody's kind of spread out and everything. So,
we got people from like multiple different states. Like, I'm from Virginia. Sam's from Pennsylvania. Toby's from Ohio, right? Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
Yeah, we got one other person in Ohio, Kentucky, and just like random ass states all over the USA. I mean, it's like random places.
Yeah. So Toby, kind of, you know, I know you just went to introduce yourself a little bit, but so how did you kind of come across the group? Jason can't handle the comments, apparently.
Yeah.
So how did you come across the group? Like, how did you find out about it and join it and everything?
So I was scrolling on TikTok and I came across Parker's page, and I was watching his videos on him detailing and stuff he's done. And so I saw his number. I texted him, and eventually I Snapchat. And then here and there I was asking him questions about what stuff he was using. And he just kind of added me into his group. Johnny told me about how you can ask questions and people talk about detailing and share different stuff they're working on. And I mean, I thought it was a pretty good idea. And I use it a lot, especially with like trying to find different tools and different methods of doing stuff.
Yeah. So Toby, how did you get started with detailing? I mean, obviously you're 15, you said, right?
Yeah. So about last summer, my grandpa said something about it. I didn't really think much of it, but then I was kept thinking about it, and then so I went and got like, you know, sweeper and just some basic tools and stuff, and then practice on like family vehicles and stuff. And I made some flyers. I put them around like stores and gas stations and stuff like that in town. And then I got some business, but I wouldn't say it was like, it wasn't very like great. And there's not a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
I think I got like three or four that whole summer. And then during the winter and stuff, my place isn't really like great for detailing and stuff. And they really never advertised a lot until about last spring. And that was around when I met Parker. And I started posting a lot and made a page, made a business name and business cards and trying different things out, and more like I was getting more interested into it and actually wanted to make this like a career type thing.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. So stats is actually got a good question for once. You know, being that you guys are young and this is kind of like, you know, an after school, almost kind of a hobby thing. Do you guys like run it like, you know, like a business, right? Like, do you guys have business licenses? Do you guys carry insurance and all that stuff? You know, obviously, you know, have a business banking account and taxes and all that stuff too, or is it more of just like a side hustle kind of, you know, hobby thing?
So at this point, I plan on getting my sole proprietorship and like insurance in my parents' name in the start of 2024. I tried getting insurance without my business license because, you know, kind of don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
they did not like that idea very much. They told me since I was not 18, I couldn't legally sign the contract. So yeah, that didn't work out. But I'm gonna see. I kind of don't want to get double taxation on the LLC, so I'm probably just gonna end up getting my sole proprietorship until I am like having like a shop, like in my mid-20s and stuff. So I'll probably just pimp it out as a sole proprietor for a while. Have, you know, obviously insurance when I'm mobile, because I get my license in 9 days. December 23rd, I have my driver's license.
He doesn't even have a license yet.
Damn.
Killing him detailing. It's so awesome. No, I mean, bro just said IRS is watching. No, but I would imagine that probably has to be pretty hard. Like, right, like the fact that, you know, Toby, you're 15, you know, Parker, you just turned 16, like not too long ago. It's probably got to be hard to be able to go and do those types of things, right? Because most people are probably going to just look at you as, you know, a kid, and it's a hobby or it's a part-time thing or something.
Yeah, and that's where I think the marketing aspect of things strives with my business, at least. Having a nice presentable logo, posting really good quality pictures. Obviously, I do have it in my bio, like on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, that I'm 16, and most of my customers know that. I've had a few roll up and they'll ask like where my parents are, like, your parents are going to be doing the detailing, right? I'm like, no. So
damn, that's some rude ass shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know. What about you, Toby?
Yeah, well, I've been going to like a couple of family parties and different stuff. I post a bunch of good stuff and things, and they're like, you act like you're 35, and I'm like, just a kid, you know. And they're just like, they just can't believe that I put out that work and,
yeah, exactly,
like all that, how I'm starting a business just by 15.
Yeah.
No, listen, I think it's awesome. Hey, Sam's joined us. So let's see if we can get Sam in. He doesn't have his camera going, so hopefully Sam can turn his camera on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm actually in the car headed home right now.
Oh, there you are. Okay. How you doing, Sam? Welcome
awesome.
To the show.
You know, we're breaking the law on you know, live right now. So
yeah.
Sweet.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Felonies.
So
I apologize,
Sam,
for that.
Nah, you're all good, Sam. So to kind of catch you up, man, you know, how did you end up, you know, finding out about Parker and then kind of becoming a part of, you know, this group of his minions. His underage
gonna take over, man. Minions, it's gonna be like hordes of them coming.
So, I think I made a post on a one of them group forums for detailers on Facebook, and he just kind of got my information from my page, started messaging me, I think, added me on Snapchat or something, and me and him got to talking, found out we're about the same age, best enjoyed detailing, and that's pretty much it.
Nice. And Sam, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Okay. So yeah, you're right. it's crazy, man.
How big is your network? How big is the network?
Oh, it's the like Snapchat. He's talking about like the Snapchat group chat. We got what, like probably 30, 40 detailers in the Snapchat one.
Damn.
I'd say.
But in the text message one is 18.
How's y'all's engagement? Like, do y'all have like haters in the group and shit, or is it kind of like all love?
Josue. Bro, we all be hating on Josue because he's trying to go through the detail cage, and especially Seth. There's a guy named Seth we have. He's all shitting on Josue because Josue's trying to do Detail Kings, like pay $1,000 for Detail Kings training program, and we're all like, no, don't do that. And he's like, no, but I'm gonna be a better detailer if I do it. And no.
he does like great work too. Like
dude, Josue is like really freaking good. He's like has like a whole shop, and he does like he's one of the people who's not under 18. He's like what? I think he's like 22.
23.
He's older.
Older than 22. Like, yeah.
You're like 70. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Ambrosia, if you can't do the math, it's like 2007 is when they were born. Being 16. So that doesn't make you feel old.
I'm actually 2008.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. So what are some of the things that, I mean, do you guys have like topics that you talk about, or is it just more of like, you know, you run up against, you know, I don't know, maybe something's kind of kicking your ass, or you're stumped with something and it's like, hey, is, you know, anybody kind of dealt with this or done this or whatever?
Yeah, second option.
Yeah. Okay.
It's definitely the second one. Yeah. I've run into things all the time asking questions about certain products or issues. And those group chats always come in clutch.
Yeah, it's true. Like I remember one time I had a question about metal polishing, and remember we texted the group chat, and Kylan, the guy from Texas, he was telling us like all about metal polishing because that's like his jam.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's his thing.
No, that's pretty cool. Dang it!
How long have y'all been detailed?
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Two individually. Like two, a little bit over 2 years.
Okay.
Like 2 years, I think.
All
right. I actually just started this year in February.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm a newbie.
Y'all still little youngins in the game. That's dope, though. But by the time y'all like 20 or eight, not even 18 years old, y'all gonna be like,
I know,
veterans and shit, dude. You're gonna be running circles around most of these people.
So,
do you want to know the funny thing?
Yeah.
We both like. I think even all three of us, me, Sam, and Toby, we all make more money than our teachers.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that on your thing.
And that's just part-time.
Yeah.
That's like depressing on their part.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So Jackie had a question talking about your friend or whatever. You know, are you trying to dissuade him from taking a specific training, that training, or not doing trainings in general or whatever?
I think not doing trainings in general, because here's the kiss. I don't believe in doing training programs with detailing unless it's like PPF or something, because anybody, if you really think about it, anybody can learn how to do correction ceramic coating. I'm all self-taught. Yeah. Everything I know was learned from YouTube and my mentor, Mike. Obviously YouTube can't teach you everything. But I got the basics down, and then I started messaging other detailers and getting like tweaking my technique and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
So I'm going to jump in. I would say that you're kind of wrong there, Parker. I do see the value in trainings. And here's the reason why, right? Because I was like you when I started out. I was like it's moving a polisher up and down and back and forth, right? It is, you know, a monkey can do it, you know, all the same things you just said, right? I can learn it, I can figure it out on my own. But when you go to a qualified training, like let's say a Gloss University or a Rupes Academy or
one of our sponsors.
Yeah. Well, I was getting there, you know, going to like Chicago Auto Pros or with Rennie, you are going to learn different things about it. Like why certain pads and compounds work differently together, why certain paints are. So for me, I would say that is something that, you know, you should kind of look into and maybe, you know, as young as you guys are, take advantage of, because it'll definitely help you in the long run. But again, I think there are a lot of, you know, just like the, hey, I'll get you 30 extra coding jobs a week or whatever. I do think that there are a lot of people out there that are doing trainings that maybe aren't, you know, really capable of or qualified to. So
yeah, they're just gotta
do your due diligence. Absolutely. Look into the trainings, who does the trainings, the ratings and everything. Like you could easily spot who trains professionally and who is just doing it to gain an extra dollar.
Yeah.
So but Alex is absolutely right. I mean, trainings are you know, beneficial to anybody at any stage in their career.
Yeah.
Any stage.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say completely write it off, but yeah, if the guy that he's trying to go to or whatever is maybe a clown and you guys know he's a clown, then maybe you say, hey, look, like don't go to that guy, like go here or go there or whatever.
The reason he does these classes is to make his customers see that he is qualified to do all these.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't think like
I
mean, you should see the cars that I've done. They don't really care about the Detail King certification, because it's actually based in my hometown in Pittsburgh. And if I wanted to, I could go spend $1,000 and get their like trainee course or whatever it's called to be Detail King certified. And I just don't think it's worth $1,000 for what you're getting.
Right, and that's absolutely fine.
If you feel that way, then that's fine. Not every training's for everybody, and you know, maybe one day you'll be like, oh, that training actually sounds really cool, and I think that would be something for me. There's trainings that me and Alex are just like, no, that ain't for us.
Yeah,
and we don't need to go do it because we feel like we don't need to, and that's fine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Podcast training is one thing we definitely need to go to. still waiting to find that right guy though, or girl, whatever. Listen, before we jump into anything else, let's go ahead and knock out a commercial break real quick. We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. Then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube, check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at Rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right, we're back. that sparked up a lot of comments in the section there about training. Some people are with you guys. Some people think you guys are still kind of young, and the training would be good. So it's like I said, I think you just got to find the right person, right, to kind of train you. I mean, I know Parker, I know you talked about Michael a couple of times, and that guy is really smart. When I had him on the podcast, he was super knowledgeable and everything. So I know you do have, kind of his ear to bend. That probably helps you as well too, a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
I don't even know if any like training places in Virginia, if anybody in the comments knows of any, if they could let me know, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I know
he knows Ted Ripley.
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, Ted. Good old Ted. We love Sam.
Goodbye.
There he is. I'm sure you could find somebody, dude. I mean, I know, I think it was Ambrosia said it. A lot of times, just reaching out to some of the older guys maybe in your area and just picking their brains and stuff like that. Brandon Johnson's asking, what are y'all looking for? I mean, that guy's just stupid smart about everything too. He'd be a good person, but yeah, I mean, it's I think you guys still have a lot of time too before you, I think, really have to kind of stress that, because it is still kind of an after school project in a sense, right now. Right. But like I said before, I mean, the one thing that I love about, what you guys are doing is the fact that, you guys are 15, 16 years old, man. Three years when you're graduating high school, you guys are going to already have an established business, and you're just going to be able to jump right into that if you want to, if you don't want to go to college or whatever. And, you're going to have the opportunity to probably make, more money coming out of high school than any of your schoolmates are going to probably make after 4 years of getting themselves in debt,
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not wasting my time in college for me, since I'm already trying to kind of have, going to have a hopefully secure business coming out of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toby, what about you? I mean, is this something that you're kind of planning for too, to grow it and say, once you graduated school, hopefully this is the thing that you, jump right into and not worry about going to college? Or do you still want to go to college too?
I don't want to get to college. I want to start into it right after school and just go in it. I mean, especially this past few months, I've been trying to do a lot more than I've ever had in the beginning of starting my business. When I first started, I used to just kind of be a very side hobby. I didn't do a whole lot. It was kind of a last option thing, I never really thought of doing after school, a bunch of nights, trying to make an actual big job. I always just kind of thought of it. I might do a car, every 2 months or something, right. I didn't think of it at all. And I never knew that there was so much into it. First starting off with, a vacuum and just chemical guys, a cleaner and stuff. I didn't know that there was so much into it.
You didn't know about the details of detailing, right? Yeah.
I only knew car wash side,
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know a lot.
And Sam, what about you? I mean, do you have any plans of college, or do you kind of hopefully that you have your business up and running that you'll just jump into that and hammer it on?
Yeah. So I actually started doing landscaping like whenever I was probably 7 years old with my father. And I plan on, you know, doing landscaping forever. And then I got tired of doing landscaping last year and figured I'd start a detailing business. And I do enjoy it a lot right now. So probably out of high school for a couple of years, I'm going to be doing detailing for a little bit. But I'd like to find like a full-time employee who does good work. Honestly, like that Joe Sue or Josue kid in the group chat we were talking about. But because he does good work. So someone like that to take the business on autopilot, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get into real estate.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Nice. So a lot of the comments, if you guys haven't seen them, a lot of the comments, I know Jackie said and Mike Turner said, I think some other people is, don't completely write off college, which I think is pretty smart. You know, maybe do something that's more of a part-time just to learn business and marketing, because by the time you guys probably get, graduated high school, you'll kind of have the work, part down, the work ethic, the knowledge of detailing and whatnot. It's always a good thing to learn that business side, that marketing side, the sales side. So that's a lot of what the comments are saying, which I think are, pretty smart thing to do, honestly. I mean, even if it's just, just taking a business and marketing class or something like that, not like the full on college experience or whatever, would probably be a smart thing to do too, or definitely help you guys out.
There are detailing trainings that offer that too.
Yes, there are. One of our sponsors.
Yes, we're not.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Rennie Doyle Detailing Success. They offer those business classes and marketing everything. There's a few other ones that offer it too.
They're a marketing agency, you said?
No, they're not a marketing agency, but Rennie's been in and around the industry for so long, he just knows the ins and outs of it. So a lot of his trainings are how to run your business, how to market your business, how to be successful with your business and things like that. He's not scrimping pennies like most detailers are this time of year. He's living the good life. So, he definitely knows what he's doing. He's been in the game long enough. So with the group, that you guys have and everything, I mean, are you guys constantly like adding to it, or is it one of those things where, you kind of want to cap it and kind of, keep it at a certain number of younger installers or whatever?
As far as that goes, I think that, we'd like to add people as long as we know that they're a solid person, solid work, not some kid who just says he cleans cars and wants to do it for the money and not really care about the work, I guess you could say, in general.
That's good. Who is that? Fucking Ambrosia. My social security number is not 2.
My social security number is 5. It's 5.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you guys ever like talked about like meeting up and to do like a hangout or something like that, since you guys are kind of like all over the place?
Yeah. When I get my license, I'm going to see if my mom will let me ride up to Sam, or Sam can ride down here, because we both ride dirt bikes. So I'm going to see if maybe we can meet up and ride some dirt bikes, get some rips in. That'll be fun. Trying to kill ourselves because we, still in a detail.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you guys aren't too far from each other, right? I mean, like, Virginia and Pittsburgh's kind of, or Pennsylvania's kind of close, right?
Yeah, like 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. I won't even drive 2 hours to see Alex.
I know. Neither will I. I won't drive 30 minutes sometimes to go somewhere. Like, Michelle's like, you got to get out of your bubble. I'm like, why? They built everything in my bubble. Why do I need to go anywhere? Oh, man. Bruno, you got something?
Yeah. Rain, Alvison.
Rain's asking about part of Virginia.
I don't know if we should answer that, though. Because, look, Rain, we love you, dog. We love you, but, dude, you'd be a bad influence on these children.
Dude, nah. Ain't nothing he can say or do that I have not seen or done.
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure there's something with Rain. All right. Trust me, this motherfucker was in the military. There's something that will shock you.
Louisa. I'm in Louisa. You probably don't know where that is because nobody does, but it's in between Charlottesville and Richmond.
Frank said challenge fucking accepted.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I had a question. My question was, do you guys have anybody in the industry who you look up to that isn't in your group? Just out of curiosity.
Other than Mike?
Yeah.
Actually, Alex. I actually look up to Alex quite a bit.
Oh, that is so fucking sweet. With your Aquatech kit and everything. Look, you stuck up.
I'm stuck up to Alex. I'm not even gonna lie. Let's see. Honestly, few people on TikTok, but I mean, obviously Pandu Organizer, but who doesn't? Ivan LaCroix, he's the man. Rennie Doyle, dude's freaking smart as crap. What about you, Sam and Toby?
I'm not too close with that. I think his name's Delicious Detailing, to be honest with you. Him and Tony Mabel Detailing. I can't really remember for sure, but a couple of guys who I definitely like their marketing strategies. It's usually how I gauge my my followings on there.
Yeah, sure enough.
So Bruno, you know how
Toby didn't even get to answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Toby. He's been so quiet. Golly. Like, I forgot. Yeah,
but I just kind of like watched TikTok and see. But there's actually, I forget what his name is, but there was one. He actually said something about see, like, right. 15% off, and you write the customer's name on, and they give it to like a friend or family member, and then whenever they come back, they get 15% off, and whatever that person that they gave the card to, they get 15% off.
Yeah,
like, and I was like,
program.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, that's pretty smart. I mean, trying to get more customers and stuff. So I've been doing that for like past month now.
Nice. Couple Is of it weeks. Working for you?
Not really. I think I got like one or two.
Oh, that's not bad. It's not bad.
I'm doing a Christmas sale right now. I'm doing a 10% off if you book before Christmas. I got one guy. He's wanting his camper shell done. He's got like a camper shell for his truck. Uh-huh. He said it's 2 years old. Doesn't have heavy oxidation. But, you know, Joko, 2 years old,
yep.
He's going to have oxidation.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to have to choose him. Break out the rotary and
nice. So Bruno, what I was gonna say is, you know how we know we're old is when these guys have not even talked about a Facebook or Facebook group or anything. They're talking about Snapchat and TikTok and like that's
Facebook is how I get 90% of my customers. That's where I do all my marketing. I'm actually in like 7 different local groups. Cool. That's actually how I get a lot.
Because again, you're marketing the older crowd, right? But when we asked you about like who do you guys look up to and everything like that, most of the people you guys are talking about is people that you're seeing on Snapchat or TikTok, right? Which is the younger kid generation kind of thing. So
I mean, nobody really posts like detailing content other than like advertising on Facebook, you know, at least that I've seen.
William Scott asked, who are your top 10 detailers? Dude, I'm pretty sure they're going to say TikTok people that we don't even know.
Exactly.
Not even
opening
my
mouth. Not even opening my mouth.
Yeah.
Top 10, dude, that's like,
Dude, I don't even know who my top 10 would be.
I don't even know either. All I know is I'm number one.
Funny thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you?
No, funny thing is, I've thought about this. Like, Shower Thoughts 101, I have actually thought about this.
Okay.
About who my favorite detailers are. I don't know why. Okay. I just, like, got bored one day.
Okay.
I don't remember. I mean, it was, like, probably a year ago.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know who my top 10 are.
I couldn't tell you either.
My top 10 detailers are the people that are making me money. So me, right? Because other than that, like, it doesn't really matter, right? I mean, there's a lot of people I look up to, I admire.
Yeah, be the top 10, I think, would. We could probably say the top 10 you admire, not the top 10 like best of all time, because
Noxie doesn't even take up my whole list. We're not even friends anymore. We're not even friends. We broke up. Y'all don't know that. Mm. We're exes now. So no, Noxie's still
them redheads, bro.
I know, get you. Crazy redheads.
I know, I'm big one.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's jump into our last commercial break here, and then we'll start wrapping it up. All right, we'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right, and we're back. Oh, who are we missing? Who we lose? We lose Sam? Sam's still around?
Sam.
I think he just turned off his phone.
I'm here. Sorry.
There he is. So, damn it, man. Holy shit. Okay. Hang on. Rain's got something here. This is going to take me a minute.
Strap in.
Yeah. Okay. For real, the best thing you can do is surround yourself with other detailers. Work with them in different shops. Go to trainings if they're convenient for you, but absolutely network. You will learn something from everyone you work or train with and tailor parts of their processes into your processes and increase your efficiency. I've learned from everyone I've been around, even people that are fucking morons and should have been aborted. God damn it, Rain. Put those things in your toolbox and learn from people's trials and errors that have been doing this for a minute. Nobody has a cut and paste solution. Everything works for everybody.
The Detail Solutions podcast. We do have the solution for you.
For your detailing. Yeah, exactly. No, Rain, you hit it right. You said it right, man. Listen, I mean, we give Rain a lot of shit because he is that kind of guy. But at the end of the day, Motherfucker knows his shit. Is you know, he definitely
very articulate in the way he trains. He's a very good trainer. You know what? I'm gonna put him in my top 10 because he is legitimately that fucking good.
Okay.
And he's a fucking he's a dipshit sometimes. So it's awesome. You know,
listen, I'm gonna sidebar here for a second. Sorry to our guests. Bruno, the next time we have an open chat that because we don't have fucking shit to talk about, maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should just do a top 10 and we should just talk about our top 10s.
Okay.
Like when we don't have an, you know, when we're like, we don't have a topic. We don't have any, and you're just like, oh, let's just do it on the bullshit. That should we'll be our
top 10.
Our thing. Yeah. Thanks for putting
I do agree with.
Oh, Jackie put me in the top 10 with Rain. Thank you, Jackie. See, somebody loves me out there.
It's going to be so biased.
And I definitely agree with, I guess his name is Rain.
Yeah.
Like, there's details in my area. I can name three that I've done, like full-day training sessions with all of them. I'll either invite them over to my shop or they can come pick me up and I'll do a mobile. Like, I'll do mobile with them. And we just, like, share experience. Like, I've even taught like older detailers stuff just, and it's just, in my opinion, it's always good to have a training day with other people within the industry. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're right. Stats. That would be an awesome hour of us just ball washing. Yeah. go ahead, Sam. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. So I actually did that too. With Parker, I was actually trying to give I had a lady who wanted the mobile ceramic coating, and she was about an hour away. So I was actually reaching out. I was reaching out to some detailers in Pittsburgh, and no one was answering my phone. Anyways, I called this one guy up, Meyer Detailing, and he was 23. He was willing to take on the job, but she never reached out to him. So I he got to talking to me and, like, offering some mentorship. And he actually had just dropped out of college. It was, like, probably last year he dropped out of college. But anyways, his detailing business is super successful. We ended up getting to scheduling a day for me to get me going out mobile detailing with him to gain some knowledge. And he actually surprised me. The first day I went out with him, we ended up doing a Lamborghini Gallardo and GTR. It was actually pretty sick. And then he actually just got married. I went to his wedding and everything, but he's super cool. But I mean, every time I want to see him, he's an hour away.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. So.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to just make that drive.
You know? Definitely worth it though. I mean, I've learned so much, especially when it comes to doing exotics.
Yeah.
Anything from Maybachs to G-Wagons.
Yeah.
Wide body Ferraris. Name it.
So, you know, the term was thrown around earlier in the comments, before Sam jumped on that, you know, Toby and Parker had that Florida Georgia Line look going on. So, do you guys primarily deal with like trucks and pavement princesses and things like that?
My truck.
Yeah, your truck.
My truck is the epitome of a pavement princess. Well,
because you don't have a license yet, so it's not going anywhere.
See you. All right. Here's the plan. So I got my F-150, obviously Ford. Gay, you know, terrible Ford, whatever. Anyways, Ford got the 26s, you know, rubber bands, not touching off road, dude. That thing is not touching dirt, staying on the road, looking pretty. I wash like twice a week. But then I got the 85 square body. That thing right there can hit some mud hole, baby. That thing will take you anywhere.
Nice.
Anywhere.
But I mean, like, a lot of your clientele is a lot of your clientele primarily like the trucks and things like that, or I mean, are you guys getting some of the higher end nicer cars as well?
I've had a few like nice show trucks come through. When I first started, it was normally just like daily drivers, but now I started getting into like Teslas and Corvettes, and I actually have a customer. He's the owner of Michael and Son, the heating and air company. He has a 2023 F8 Ferrari, and he's wanting me to detail that.
Nice.
I started getting to a little bit more nicer, higher end vehicles. But surprisingly, no, I don't have like as many show trucks as you think I do. I've had a few, but not Sam. Sam does.
Yeah. So, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you.
Sorry.
We lost Parker's audio though.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, even though I've only been doing this for a year, I was, like I said, you know, like Parker, I was doing a lot of daily drivers earlier this year. That's really all it was. And then in August, things kind of really hit off. I did some Lamborghinis, and it was a Lamborghini GTR. I did a Maybach, a GT4, G-Wagon, Macan GTS, all these really super high-end cars.
Yeah.
That definitely made me realize that there's a lot of money in Pittsburgh. There's not a lot of detailers in Pittsburgh. And the deal was, I mean, I'd help them for free, and I'd be able to post this as my content. And that actually helped me get a lot of really good customers. So I've been having a lot of nicer vehicles come in to do. And, yeah, I haven't really gotten – this past couple weeks, I've probably done 15 landscaping vehicles for landscapers.
Okay.
Landscapers, excavation companies. I have a couple company contracts on hold right now. Not really on hold. I just have to go out and do some estimates. But, yeah, not really show trucks, but, like, more company vehicles, I guess you could say.
And Toby, what about you? Like, what type of clientele are you getting?
It's probably, like, just daily drivers and stuff. But the only, I guess, kind of top-end vehicle I've ever done is a 05 Ford Harley Edition truck.
Okay, nice.
I cleaned the inside of it, detailed the inside. And then he actually just bought it, like, around the time I did it, and the guy, like, just got ceramic coating, full step paint correction, and there's swirls everywhere in the paint, and it's, like, it's all messed up, but he said he's tearing it down this winter and paint matching it, and, like, the plastic pieces and mirrors and stuff, and they said he's gonna have me ceramic coated the spring sometime whenever he gets everything done.
Nice.
I remember you showing me that. It's like the dude, he charged like $300 for a full two-step encoding. Like, he's in your area.
Yeah.
That's horrible. That is insane.
Yeah. There's a guy, and yeah, he's in my area, but it's weird because he's like three jobs. He works at like a tractor place in town, and he cleans tractors there, and then he like works on the farm, and his like, you think if you're like detailing, like, I mean, if you're a detailer, you try to like post and make it kind of like known that you're a detail, like a recent platform, you know? No, he's like post like farming stuff, and like you wouldn't really know that he's into detailing. Like, it's just kind of.
Listen, guys, we got to start wrapping it up. We're getting to that hour mark. I appreciate Parker, you setting this up, man. I told you before, man, once I kind of found out about this, I thought it was a super cool idea that you have, you know, to, you know, bring all these other, you know, high schooler detailers, teenage detailers on and create a, you know, a platform that you guys can kind of all, or network really, that you guys can reach out and kind of talk with everybody. For anybody who's listening or even, you know, like Rain and some of these other guys that maybe would like to reach out and just kind of, you know, give you another person to kind of, you know, lean on or something like that. Give y'all's Facebooks, or
drop
your
the links, drop the links
to your Facebooks. I don't know that most of our listeners have Snapchat, but maybe if they do, like, whatever.
Hey, we got
just
Snapchat.
That way, if somebody wants to reach out to you, and like I said, just you know, just be there for you or something like that. If you guys ever need somebody to talk to,
Do you want to drop a link to our Facebook in there?
Yeah. I mean, just say it. Just, okay. I mean, it's podcast. So, I mean, we do this video, people are watching live, but I mean, this will go out on audio tomorrow. So most of the time, no, you know, nobody's going to see the video after this. Really.
My name is Jackie,
knock it off, Jackie. Jeez. Technically it is after 9 o'clock. So Jackie, you are in the details after dark era. So I'll let it slide. My apologies.
I don't know if you can read that. My thing is Lead Creek Detailing. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I post all my work there. Okay. If anybody, like, in the comments, if they want to, like, add their phone number, I can reach out and we can chat up a little bit, like, share some info, stuff like that.
Yeah. Toby, how about you?
You got a
detail page for your business?
Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna find it. It's called Scully's Automotive Detailing.
Okay.
I don't even know if you. It's like Skullys for like the Scully, isn't it?
Okay. Perfect.
Whoever has a 310 number, I already have your number written down.
Okay, and then Sam.
Yeah, I'm Sam. You can look me up on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok. Sam Suds, S-A-M, apostrophe S, Suds. I don't think there's many on there. The same name, it's kind of unique. And you should be able to find me pretty easily.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Same thing with Lead Creek Detailing. Like nobody, I don't think there is a single other detailing business ever called Lead Creek Detailing. So like,
yeah,
I've had people look me up from like the other side of like the world and I pop right up. So
nice. Nice. Yeah. And if you guys go back, you guys are more than welcome to, join the discussion group if you guys want to for the podcast or whatever, or the podcast, regular Facebook page. This was streaming live and both of those plus the YouTube, the Detail Solutions podcast is our YouTube channel. If you guys want to go back through the comments, cause some people did leave their numbers. Some people, you know, did mention, some things. So if you want to go back and kind of see who commented what or where, and, you know, look them up on Facebook and friend them or whatever, feel free to do that. But yeah, man, I appreciate you guys doing this, jumping on. I wish you guys all the best. I think it's so awesome that you guys are doing this at a young age, and makes me wish when I was in high school I had it together more.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
You guys are an inspiration, honestly.
Wow. Yeah. So you guys all have a great night. We'll look forward to talking to you guys soon and everything. And we'll talk to you later.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, man. Dude, does that make you feel old?
Yeah, dude. And I'm not even old.
I know.
Like, I'm not even old.
I know.
I have a son that's older than them.
Yeah, it's nuts, right?
And that's not cool. But yeah. Hey, you know, these kids really seem like they got a good grasp of the detailing business.
Yeah,
and they're still the industry, which is they're still young and a little naive, which is understandable.
Yeah, they're still a little wet behind the ears. Still a lot that they could they can learn and grow. But again, they're young enough that if they do those things now, I mean, by the time they are 18 or 20 or whatever, kind of watch out,
They come in and they're coming in swarms. Watch.
Yeah,
these little teenagers, man, they try to act innocent and shit, but they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah,
they're exactly. Coming for our necks.
Exactly,
they're coming for our necks.
I know, right?
Look, they're already starting groups and shit.
Yeah,
it's happening.
It's crazy, man. It's
10 years, dude. These people are gonna take over.
Listen. Let's hope so. Let's hope they do a better job, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Listen, great engagement in the chat group tonight.
Except the beginning, y'all broke me, dude. I had to get off.
Dude, I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it, so I'm glad.
Oh, no, it was bad, dude.
Your boy Carl just joined the group. What's up, Carl?
Late as always. Carl
ain't got no gas in it.
Oh, my God.
I'll have to go back and look at those comments because I wasn't really paying attention to them. Dude, they're going so fast and I'm trying to pay attention to the guests and everything. Stat said stop it. It wasn't that bad.
It made me go off air. I had to go off air because I couldn't contain myself anymore.
Yeah.
First I muted myself and I'm like, no, that's not even gonna work. I had to get totally out.
Yeah. on you guys. Yeah. So thanks everybody for the views, for watching, or, you know, for joining us on this one. Hopefully, it was a good show. And thanks for the content or the engagement or whatever. With that, we're out. I'm going to, I don't know if you are, I don't know if you want to follow me over. I think I'm going to go jump in. Oh no, never mind. They don't do it every Wednesday. I was going to go jump into the,
I think they are doing something. I got a notification.
I know. I saw something too. That's why I was going to go jump into it. The Detailers Lounge podcast. I was going to go see what they got going on. I'm going to pull it up real quick. While Jason's looking for that, please make sure to go and nominate us for the Golden Mic Award. That is mobiletechexpo.com/golden-mic. You can also purchase your tickets for Mobile Tech Expo coming up February 1st through the 3rd, 2024. Use the code DSP15. Save 15% off of your tickets. Did you find it?
It's a chat. I'm trying to see what
kind of chat it is. All right.
Oh, yeah. It's just a chat. It's not a
thing. All right. Well, that's it for us. Hope you guys have a great day, night, weekend, whatever you're listening to this. I don't have a sign out tonight. You got one you want to do?
I'm Jason Bruno, and Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.